Ta-Nehisi Coates by Catherine Adele West. Hello, my name is Claire, and I'm changing lives today. It's what I do. I instill hope, enlighten young at-risk minds through literature. The children really are our future, like Whitney said. Hashtag rip Whitney. The school year is wrapping up. Streets are smothered in canopies of green. I smell fresh Mexican food. I'd love to eat it, but I just asked one of the street vendors about gluten, and his mouth arched in a funny way, and he replied in Spanish. I don't speak Spanish. Hashtag Rosetta Stone. Is it a microaggression to not speak Spanish when you're asking about gluten-free food options? I'll get food at the new coffee shop. Organic beans, harvested by people paid well for their labor. That's what it says on the gluten-free vegan menu. I won't eat where people aren't well paid and treated fairly. Hashtag, we are the 99%. Hashtag, stay woke. I've made such a difference in my new community. I can feel it. I see the kids walking through the corridors of my school, my room teeming with young open hearts. Hashtag, clear eyes, full hearts. One heart in particular I'm destined to reach. Kara is the most promising student I've had all year. She's my diamond in the rough. Her test scores were phenomenal. She's reading at a college graduate level. Someone has to convince Kara to further her education. I'm that someone. Just like Michelle Pfeiffer and Hilary Swank and that one other actor in the movie about the Latino kids who learned calculus? Definitely like him. Hashtag stand and deliver. A mind like Kara's can't be wasted. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. That's what it says in the United College Fund banners in the school hallways. By the way, I never say the end part of the name out loud. Talk about microaggressions. Just the thought. Hashtag racial sensitivity. Hashtag safe space. Girls like Kara aren't left with a lot of options. No fathers in the home, incarcerated siblings. Such a hard life. I feel so hashtag blessed. I know how rough minorities have it in this country. I stand with my black and brown brothers and sisters. People like Kara and my other students need encouragement, told they should reach for their dreams, to be the first in their family to become a college graduate. Kara will thank me for believing in her, invite me to her college graduation in 4 years, as the woman who inspired her to be everything she could be. Hashtag mentorship. Her family will say, thank you, Claire. Thank you for seeing past the stereotypes, past the color. You're such a good person. I can barely stand it when I see my prize people walk through the front door, but this is a super private conversation, so I make sure we have it at my podium at the front of the class. Hashtag confidential. I give her the great news. Kara, I just got your results back from our testing a few months ago. I'm so excited to say you scored very high on the reading and English portions. Okay, thanks. Kara's tone seems flat, unaffected. Maybe she doesn't realize what it means. Are you stunned at your own potential? Someone has to make sure this mind isn't left crumbling like so many inner city blocks. Someone has to show Kara how important she is. I'm that person. I really think you should apply to college, Kara. Kara's face is screwed up the same way as the gluten-pushing Spanish street vendor. Sometimes the language of hope is hard to translate. No one famous said that line, just me. Hashtag inspirational. I did apply to college. I'm going to Howard University. But this isn't like the 1970s anymore, where segregation was this big thing. She doesn't need to go to an all-black school. Her scope is so limited. Her future can be so much more. Hashtag, I believe I can fly. Poor thing. But you can do so much better than Howard. Excuse me? I mean, you can get into a real school, like the University of Wisconsin, or even UIC. Hashtag no limits. Howard University is a real school. It's my mom and dad's alma mater. It's where they met. That is so heartwarming. I'm so happy they went to college. It's probably why you're so articulate and not pregnant. I feel tears behind my eyes. The struggles her parents must have endured. Probably like those John Singleton or Spike Lee movies I've seen. Well, I haven't seen all of their movies, just the really famous ones. Or the really important parts of the famous ones. Hashtag boys in the hood. Hashtag do the right thing. I'm gonna go sit down now. Before you do, can I tell you what a pleasure it is to have you in my class? I'm sure your parents are thrilled you're keeping the dream alive in your family. Hashtag MLK Jr. My older sister and brother already attend Howard, so I'm not doing anything that hasn't been done in my family since my great-grandfather. Wow. That is so inspiring. I'm totally inspired by your family and their journey. Hashtag the Cosby Show. Is there anything else? No, I just wanted to give you this great news. Before heading to her desk, Kara turns around and says, "You know, I think there's a book you should read. It's my gift." "Why, thank you." "I like the title of the book, The Beautiful Struggle. The last name is Coates, but the first name is impossible to pronounce. I try several times, but Kara's already in her seat. Did Kara just roll her eyes? No, couldn't be. Probably blinking away tears because she'll miss me. I'll miss her too. Hashtag memories. I still have my lukewarm organic coffee and a gluten-free Danish waiting. Yes, I'm here to change lives and instill hope. I know what no one else does. These children are worth something. Ah, the ringing of the bell. Who's ready for some learning? Today we're reading Uncle Tom's Cabin.